You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We have Chris from Spontaneous Rumbustion. How are you doing today?
Kia ora. I'm very good, thank you.
It's very great to have you here. As we understand it, you're playing the Crown Hotel tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely place.
So I just kind of want to like jump right into it because I was so fascinated, you know, looking y'all up and seeing that it's improv music, right? Yeah. So how are you going to make that? Do you have like some kind of a, I guess improv is like, you don't have a formula, you just go for it. But do you have any idea how you're going to start in the Crown? Do you just kind of wing it and if it works, it works?
Well, the whole point of this band was to get the audience involved. Mm. And so we sort of request, maybe invite audience members to volunteer and come and conduct us. And then we try and make sense of their gestures or we've had people give us some verbal direction, which is, okay. You know, can you give us a walking bass line and you give us
cool.
a one drop on the, you know, that's always a bit, that's pretty strict, but, you know, we're game to do whatever. And nobody knows what's going to happen, which is pretty exciting,
yeah.
Pretty weird, pretty fun.
Yeah, certainly. And so when you kind of, I guess, all meet up, do you have like band practices or are your practices just doing this, just doing something new every single time? And you just kind of learn each other's rhythm.
We had a practice to see if it was going to work.
Okay, like right at the start.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Once. That was also with a different drummer, just to see if the idea would work. And then we had a practice with a dance at this. So this originally started with for a Fringe Festival show.
Oh, that's so cool.
A couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. In a show called Spectacle. We had a couple of conductors that we got to come and help us out. So we practiced with them beforehand. One was she's your sort of classical style conductor, and the other one is a contemporary dancer. So she just did
that's really cool
whatever she wanted, and that was fascinating because it was sort of like, what part do you follow? Do you follow her feet or like her head, or, you know, most people sort of wave their arms around and there's so much that you can take from that, but then when it's a whole body movement, it's amazing. You can go in all sorts of weird directions and
totally
good fun.
Do you find that this sort of audience involvement has helped you create some really interesting sounds that you don't think you would have found on your own?
I think so. Yeah, yeah. I think also playing with these musicians, there's four of us. Mm-hmm. And everyone brings their own style,
yep,
and so it's sort of you pick up things from each other and
totally
mimic each other. Yeah. So we've got a baritone saxophone,
cool,
baritone guitar, drums and bass.
Awesome.
We've been doing an online residency with the Dunedin Dream Brokerage. So it's called Locations of Interest, and we've been performing and showcasing interesting locations around Dunedin. And so I don't know if you might have seen some of them. There's lots on Instagram.
Yeah, Signal Hill.
Yeah, that was good fun.
Train station.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
So I was playing the tuba for that, which is not what I normally do, but it's a bass. So we were trying to be quite portable for those ones. So no power available. So we had a little battery guitar amp.
Oh, that's cool.
Which was quite fun.
Yeah.
It made it totally different. So I might just bring the tuba tomorrow as well and have two basses.
Awesome.
I don't know if I could do them both at the same time. Could be fun, I don't know.
Have you ever played with the idea of expanding and getting even more instruments in and, you know, swapping out and
We've had a couple of the audience members come and request a microphone so that they can do some rapping or singing or but you know, anything goes. If you want to come and conduct us, you can bring an instrument and, I don't know, we had one time we played at Inch Bar and guy got up and directed the saxophone player to drink his entire beer.
Oh,
oh my god.
And he obliged, I imagine.
It was, yeah, he did a great job. So, I mean, you know, we sort of, we'll attempt to do what we're told, but, you know, it's all a bit of fun.
Yes.
That's the whole point. And Well,
have you played at the Crown before?
Not as this band. We all play in other bands.
Oh, cool.
So, everyone would have played there many, many times, I think, in other bands. Mm-hmm. The guitarist plays with Julian Temple Band, amongst others. Zach, the drummer, used to play with Koizilla, but he plays with Space Bats Attack. And
awesome.
It's a good memory test.
what
have you played for?
Recently, Coin Laundry, Hardly Unclear, the entire alphabet. That one actually still exists.
Love that, actually. Big fan.
The Something Quartet, we're going to play a gig in a couple of weeks.
Oh, cool.
Which will be good fun. Lots of bands.
That's quite a list.
I could probably go on for a while.
Yeah. Do you feel like the other bands you've been a part of as well have quite different styles?
I think, if they're all the same, then it gets a bit weird and you sort of just do the same thing. Yeah. So it's generally like you can find time to be in more different things if they interest you in different ways, you know, scratch that other creative itch somehow. If it's all the same, then, it gets a bit confusing.
Yeah,
that's true.
You're playing in so many bands.
What, I guess I want to know, like, whose idea was this to have the very, like, you know, I guess you let someone else come and, you know, dictate what your band does. Is this something you were inspired by something else, or did someone just come up with it?
I came up with this idea for that Fringe Festival show, like I said, I reckon that I've stolen this idea. My daughter's teacher said the other day, Mr. Bean had a skit like that. Reminds me of Mr. Bean. And I was like, I've seen that. And I wonder if that might have
inspired
me. Yeah.
I think I remember that. Was that like
He accidentally comes and picks up the baton.
I also think I've seen that.
The orchestra just
goes with
reacts.
It.
And
it's, that's so
cool. Very cool. But that was a long time ago that I saw that. Yeah. So
true. It was somewhere sitting back in the deep, in the depths of your mind.
Yeah.
But yeah, I haven't seen anyone do it, so.
Yeah.
You know.
I think
we'll try.
It just shows such incredible, like, musicianship. The way that you can just conform to what a conductor is showing you, especially an untrained conductor, and, like, still make it sound good with each other. Like, the connection between the band and you with your own instrument is really cool.
It's always a risk of what's going to happen. And I don't know that we've had any train wrecks. There's lots of noise sometimes.
Lots of noise.
But I think when you see the musicians reacting to the thing, the conductor, it all makes sense. Uh-huh. Sometimes when you listen to it, it's without the conductor, it's like, what's going on here?
Yeah.
But when you see the person flailing their arms around, you're like,
oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever considered, recording, I don't know, maybe like an EP or an album of like a, I guess like a compilation of all your different improv sets, or is that not something that y'all are interested in doing?
I feel like we would need some composers, some conductors to like compose some songs, you know, like
yeah.
Most people get up for 30 seconds or something and then they just sort of give up. Like they feel like they've taken too much time and so they leave. And there's not that many people that sort of stick around for like 3 minutes or you're sort of
Yeah, okay.
Normal song length. So
yeah.
Some of those would some people do, and yeah. We could definitely do something with them, I think.
But heck yeah.
We're also terribly disorganized and don't often record these things.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I was thinking as well, like, if you have something like your dancer and they're doing, like, a set routine for, like, 3 minutes and you guys are playing music along to that, that could also be really cool.
I think we could do the same dance, though, and we could come up yeah. with completely different yeah. things every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the dancer, it was amazing. Mm. Just, yeah, feet or head or arms or fingers, yeah. you know. Depends on the conductor.
Yeah. yeah.
What's the next location of interest that y'all are gonna tackle?
Well, that's tomorrow.
And oh, that's the crown.
Yeah,
true.
It's a very interesting location.
That's a good point. I guess I was kind of thinking more along the lines of like things that aren't like, I guess, traditionally music venues.
Yeah. No. So that's it for those.
Okay. Yep.
But it was really fun. So yeah. we might just. Do some more.
Yeah, I think you should. Those are a lot of fun to watch too.
That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we didn't have that many people come and do any conducting when we were filming them, so
right.
I think the more crowded the space, the better, you know, for, yeah. for that sort of thing.
The more variety.
People are quite shy as well. Yeah. I think it just takes one person to break the ice and then people,
okay.
you know, start to...
Yeah.
Start to be more keen to do it, and so yeah, maybe we just need to bring some ring-ins and then
get some people to start. Yeah, call some friends. Have you done much conducting?
One time we were playing somewhere, Invercargill maybe,
mm-hmm.
and I just put my bass down and took a
time.
Go conducting.
Yeah,
that was quite fun. I did a paper at uni. I did the music degree. Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
And one of the papers I did, can't remember what it was called, musicianship skills maybe?
Uh-huh, but had conducting.
It had a little bit of conducting in it, uh-huh. and so we had to do a conducting assessment, which was conduct a piece of music to our lecturers.
Wow.
Which was, it was quite hard to actually do the,
yeah.
you know, the proper classical conducting, two uh-huh. hands and, you know, multitasking and stuff.
Yeah.
But I played in a brass band for years when I was at primary school mm-hmm. onwards till I was about 20. And so I was in front of a conductor a lot.
Uh-huh.
So I probably picked up some things there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been conducted.
You have been conducted by a whole variety of people, it sounds like.
Indeed. Spontaneous Rumbustion, that is tomorrow night, being March 7th, it's 9 p.m, $10 entry. If I may, I would just like to ask a little question about the entire alphabet.
Yeah.
I know we're kind of changing subjects here, but what are y'all up to this year? You got some new stuff on the way?
We've been trying to record an album for about the last 4 years, so maybe we'll get some more of that done.
Heck yeah.
There's only two of us in the band, and it's like the hardest uh-huh. band to organize into one place for no reason. We're just
busy.
Both very busy, but also we're sort of just good at leaving the other person to do stuff. And
true.
Yeah.
In other bands that works, but in this band
we're two-person band, it's a bit
yeah. It'd be a bit trickier, I imagine.
Okay, so keep our eyes peeled for the entire
Yeah, outfit. we'll do some things.
Heck
make
yeah.
some noise.
That'd be sick. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about your gig.
Can I just say...
Yeah, please.
We've also got Rumi and Richard Lee Hamilton playing tomorrow night, which will be lovely.
True.
That's so yeah. exciting.
Yeah, that's always exciting, yeah. That's pretty fun. So are y'all... What in what order is this going to be?
Well, I'm not sure yet.
Mm-hmm.
It's either Richard's going to start, and then I'm not sure whether it's us or Rumi okay. second.
Yep.
And then the other one will be third. Maybe yep. we'll, I don't know, maybe we'll do something else, but
true.
I don't know how that would work.
Okay.
Yeah, it'd be pretty fun if one of those band members started conducting you guys.
Izzy has done
that would be so cool.
Several stints at conducting before, so...
Yeah.
Well practiced.
Yes.
So hopefully that'll happen again tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Sweet. Well, thank you so very much, Chris, and I hope you have a wonderful night and a very successful and fun time tomorrow.
Hey, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Cheers.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.